Hi! Sorry to barge in on you like this, but I'm your fairy godmother! Wait, that doesn't really make sense, does it? Can't be your fairy godmother when we're almost the same age. Can't have a fairy godmother that's the same age as you. Let's see, right here, maybe this page? No, subsection 3A... 42. Doesn't really say anything about this in the manual. Who wrote this thing anyway? I did a really bad job. Well, I don't know. I guess I could be your fairy god next door neighbor. Does that work? It doesn't have quite the same ring to it as a fairy godmother, but what can you do? Okay, so maybe I should start over. Hi, I'm your fairy god neighbor. So what am I supposed to do next? According to the manual, I'm supposed to offer you 3 wishes, but... you want $1 million and a house on the ocean and horses. Okay, sounds really nice, but, see, the problem is... I don't have any idea how to grant you any wishes. Haven't really gotten that far in my training yet. So I'm actually just a fairy godmother in training. I mean, a fairy god neighbor in training. That's right, trainee. So, this is actually an internship that my school put together with the FGG. Yeah, that's the Fairy Godmothers Guild. And to be completely honest with you, you're my first mission. This is the first time I've ever been anyone's fairy god whatever. So, really sorry, but I'm just your fairy god neighbor intern? I suppose that's a big disappointment, huh? You were probably expecting an experienced fairy godmother who would swoop in, grant you all your wishes, and then everything would be great. But instead, she got me, total noob who has no idea what she's doing. Well, I guess I'm just gonna go then, because, I was really worried I wasn't gonna be very good at this, and look, here we are. yeah, I'm kind of weird, socially awkward, if you couldn't tell, and, that's not what people expect when a fairy godmother shows up in their door, so, we're supposed to be all friendly and sunny and bright, which, I mean, I guess I am, but in a weird, socially awkward kind of way, right? Anyway, I'm just gonna go. So, it was very nice meeting you, sir. Really? You want me to stay? Why? Honestly, I'm the worst possible fairy you could ever meet. I can't do any magic. Can't even fly. These wings? Totally fake. Bought them for Halloween last year. This magic wand? Just a stick that I found in a school with a homemade tinfoil star taped to it. It isn't even really gold. I mean, I spray painted it before I came over. So, if I wave my wand in the air, yeah, no magic. Nothing at all. Just, the worst possible fairy god whatever you'll ever meet. Man, my boss is gonna be so pissed when she gets my status report. She'll probably never let me go on another fairy godmother mission. Oh, what a disaster. I'm sorry. I should probably go and break down alone. You know, seriously? You want me to stay? I like talking with you too. I guess I could hang around for a little while. If you really don't mind that I can't actually do any magic, and maybe if I do something nice for you, my boss won't be so mad at me. So, what can I help you with today? I mean, without any magic, of course, since, yeah, can't do magic. Let's see, I don't know, do the dishes? Would that help? Or I can fold some laundry, because looks like you got a lot of laundry to fold. yeah, I can be your fairy godmaid. That'd be helpful, right? Too bad I wore this silly poofy pink dress. Should have worn one of those French maid outfits instead. Suppose you would have liked that, huh? Really? You just like me the way I am? You don't want me to do the dishes or fold your laundry or anything like that? Just want me to sit next to you? I mean, I can do that, but I'm supposed to help you. That's what fairy godmothers are supposed to do. You really think just sitting next to you is going to help? Oh, I understand. I'm kind of lonely too. It's hard for me to make friends because, well, you know, awkward. People aren't exactly clamoring to be friends with me. Maybe we could be friends? I think I'd really like that. So, it's really okay if I sit next to you? I guess it must be okay since we're friends now, right? But, I don't really know what friends do, so, do we just sit next to each other and, I know! We could kiss! I'm not sure that friends really do that. I mean, maybe, because I've actually never kissed a guy before and all, and... Oh. Oh, wow. This is really nice. I like having you as my friend. Never knew it would be this much fun to have a friend. So what else do friends do? I mean, friends like us, friends that kiss. Ooh, yeah, let's put our arms around each other. Is that what they call snuggling? I really like it. I really like snuggling with you. I think I could snuggle with you forever. But it is getting late, and I can tell you're getting sleepy. It says in your dossier that you have to work in the morning, which sucks. If I were a real fairy godmother, you wouldn't have to work anymore, because you'd be a millionaire. Or, I guess today, probably a billionaire would be better, right? You don't care? About all the money? Really? You'd rather just have me? Wow. That's the sweetest thing anyone's ever said to me. Well, since you're so sleepy, maybe I should tuck you into bed now. And then I can go back to Fairyland and write my status report. I think my boss is going to be very happy with how this mission has turned out. I think if I tell her that you're lonely and you need a friend, she'll let me come back tomorrow. Would that be okay? Oh, that's great! Yes, let's go on a date tomorrow. We can do anything you want. We can go for a walk in the park, or go to a movie, or out to dinner with candles and flowers. Or all three. All three on the same night? So exciting. All right. Now come on, sleepyhead. Let's get you to bed so you can be all nice and relaxed for your date with your fairy godneighbor intern tomorrow. Now, follow me up to your bedroom. don't actually know where that is. Probably says in your dossier, but didn't read that far, so, can you help me? Oh! Okay, well, here we are. I'll turn around so you can change into your jammies or whatever you wear. No peeking. I promise. You done? Okay. All good. Now, you climb into bed, my sweet friend, and I'll pull up the blanket to your chin and give you one more kiss. And now, good night. Sleep well. And dream about tomorrow.